funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
We're back!
Hey, kids, we're live recorded.
We're live pre-recorded, same thing as last time, but more live than last pre-recording.
Yeah, same week this time.
We're actually tiny little people inside of your ears right now. Hoping you're secure to this one.
Not for you?
No, I just have so many issues with my ears.
Degrout your
ears. Oh, yeah. Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. This is the place for people who know, hey, it could be a lot worse, but they also know, hey, this could be better, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
Work for it.
What's going on?
I don't know. What's
Are you Sam?
I am Sam.
Hi, I'm Bethany.
And I'm Kathleen.
And you, Sam, last week were in Italy.
I was.
So we had we pre-taped last week's podcast more than normal, and you were off gallivanting around and being pickpocketed.
Yeah, just the one time, I think.
Yeah.
Thankfully. The long story short.
Wait, what did I say last time we podcasted? And you said, you're going to Italy. I said, Italy is known for pickpocketers.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. Well, he got me. But he was thankfully a pickpocketer in training, or just really bad, because he picked my pocket on an empty street by just bumping into my butt cheek that had my phone. So all of my attention went right there. And when I turned around, he was holding my phone. Like, you got it, dude. At least run.
Yeah. Like, and you know that you're supposed to cause a distraction that is not near the area you're going to pickpocket.
Yeah. Like, bump me with your whole body.
Yeah.
You know?
Or have your friend
have
bump
partner,
you. Yeah, exactly.
A street performer partner.
But he was doing it during off hours, you said.
Yeah. There was no one else on the street, which is why I put my phone in my pocket.
Will you set the scene? What time of day was it?
It was between lunch and dinner. So it was that time, which for Italians is our dinner time.
Yeah.
So it was like around 6:37.
So the sun was still out.
Sun was still out, and there was really no one on the street. No one was walking close to one another. It was plenty spaced out. And the guy just came right up to behind me and bumped my right butt cheek with a shoebox he was holding. But not only did he bump it, he slid it up. So I physically felt my phone leaving my pocket.
Like, yeah.
I felt it. I wear tight jeans.
Yeah.
There's no room for that.
So you turned around and he's holding your phone.
Exactly. And then I started yelling at him. I started yelling, are you kidding me? You better get better at this. You better get better at this.
But he's holding your phone.
He was I grabbed it while I was yelling at him. He was, I don't know if he was shocked that I was really loud.
Why didn't he run? You always run. Run.
But he was saying so few words. He was just kept holding his box, being like, oh, boop, 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 boop.
Oh, because you didn't understand.
I don't know. And then
how old was he?
He had to have been in his late 20s, early 30s.
Really?
No.
He's
yeah.
a late bloomer. You always start when you're 7. Yeah. Everyone knows. You apprentice when you're 7.
I learned that from Aladdin.
I was just going to say, if I learned one thing from Aladdin.
You start with bread and you work your way up to iPhone.
A street rat with a heart of gold.
I learned it from Oliver.
Aww.
Don't they pickpocket in Oliver? I don't know. I've
really
never actually
seen
it. Yeah.
Wait,
see?
What? Really?
I just know. I mean, I know. I think I did a long time ago.
Please,
I don't
sir.
Know.
Can I have some more?
More?
So you saw it. That's,
more.
That's really that's the important takeaway.
Wait, that's insanity.
No, I was so mad and I was shaky. And, you know, the right thing to do in retrospect would have been, even if it was just to scare him and kind of teach him a lesson, to start yelling for the police.
Yeah.
But I just kept telling him to that I just kept yelling you, and my sister was echoing everything I was saying.
Yeah.
And then I told him to get the out of here. And
yeah.
I'm pointing the other way, and then as he's walking away, he's yelling you bitches.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
He's a jerk.
It was entertaining.
But at least you got your phone back.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
you could have gotten all your nudies.
I know.
Eating pasta in your skivvies.
That's what my sex photos are on my phone. Me eating food.
It's so hot.
Those are them.
So we're gonna talk about weddings today. We're gonna get to that because 2/3 of us went to a wedding over the weekend. But first, we have some housekeeping.
Yes, we do.
So Kathleen, I think it was 2 episodes or 3 episodes ago, you told your story about when you had to poop on a plate.
Oh God, I'm so embarrassed.
Poop on a plate.
It's okay. There were things in your butt.
There were things in my butt.
You thought there were worms. So we got an email, and if you don't know what we're talking about, Kathleen, do you want to quickly run down what happened?
Yeah. I wish I knew what episode it was. I think it was like 115, where we each told stories that happened to us. And I thought I had worms in my butt because I was stressed, and it manifested in my body as little squigglies in my colon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was total, nothing was there, but I had to poop on a plate to give fecal sample.
With like little spoons to put in little
tiny
tubes or something.
Tiny little ice cream tasting spoons to
put in. Don't do that now.
Tiny
oh,
little test tubes, and it's humiliating.
It was You're wonderful. Alone, it's still humiliating.
Oh, it's, I can't even, I have not laughed that hard. But we got an email from one of our listeners. He wants us to change his name.
Okay.
So we're going to call him Richard.
I can't imagine why.
So Richard said, "Hey, ladies, I had a very awkward and funny experience this morning at the doctor's office. After the consultation, the doctor gave me a referral for a few tests, one of which he described as a stool culture.
Oh.
He asked me if I was familiar with it, and I replied, yes. To which he responded, how if you've never had one? I had to explain that one of the ladies on the podcast I listened to described her experience with phantom worms in her butt and had to poo on a plate and scoop it into vials with an ice cream sample size spoon. He laughed awkwardly and looked at me with a judgmental face, thinking, what the hell kind of podcast do you listen to? I just thought that was funny. I wanted to share. Hope you all have a great day. No stool cultures in your near future."
Oh, Richard.
So that's from Richard. So
amen.
You educated people while also, you know, sharing a personal story. We all feel closer to each other now.
I mean, there's no other way to do it.
No, there really isn't.
No other way to poo it.
Yeah.
Shame on me. I'll go home.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we, Kathleen and I, went to our stylist and friend Dina's wedding.
Yes.
On Friday, Sam, while you were in Italy. And
boo.
Our expert hair colorist.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to complain, I know.
No, but, and Dina is, she's got bright pink hair. She's amazing. It was the most beautiful wedding. It was stunning.
And if you want to check out Dina on Instagram, her Instagram is at Dina with the pink hair.
Yeah.
Yep. First, I want you to picture what she looks like, though, because she has the kind of eyes that can carry pink hair because they're huge. Mm-hmm.
They're huge and icy blue. Ugh.
Disney princess eyes.
Yeah. She whose phone keeps going on?
I'm sorry. It's, the case is broken and I can't get the notifications to stop sounding.
For real?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. But yeah, so she really did look like a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me think, what is the wedding tradition that you think needs to go away? And this is not in any reflection on her wedding, because her wedding was amazing.
Yeah. We had a great time, danced a lot.
Yes. But it made me think of other weddings I've been to, and I have some really strong opinions on wedding traditions and certain ones that just need to disappear forever.
Okay. And also, let's acknowledge up front that these are all personal opinions and not a judgment on the person themselves, but more like, if I were doing it, I would do it this way because it more fits my vibe.
Yeah. If something means a lot to you and is like something that you feel really that's good for you.
Right.
Bad for me.
Sorry, not sorry, not sorry in advance.
Do you guys have one? So I'm not ranting alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
have bouquet to pick toss.
One.
Really?
Do you know how much those bouquets cost? I took my bouquet home.
Wait. So what happens if you toss the bouquet? Does the person who catches it get to keep it?
Yes.
Yes. My mom made a fake one, she said, for her wedding. She said she made two so that she could keep hers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been to enough weddings with a bouquet toss to actually have thought about what happens to them.
Yeah, whomever catches it, you know, tradition says that they are the ones that get married next.
I didn't realize they got to keep it, though.
And then they get to keep it.
And then they go home and they throw it away because it means nothing to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Who started that, though? Because that's such a silly high, like, you get married next.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of girls run into the crowd. I've never ran into that crowd because I've always been too afraid that I was going to catch it.
Yeah.
I ain't ready for that.
I mean, how awkward is that? Even so, you're single, you run into the crowd next. It's basically saying, get me a boyfriend ASAP. I'm desperate, desperate, desperate.
Yeah.
Or I'm very athletic and I want to show off my jumping skills.
Yes.
Or if you're there with a date and you're not married to that date and you and that date don't have plans on getting married. Oh.
That's weird. And then on the flip side, the woman does that because the guy usually throws the garter.
Which also makes me very uncomfortable.
I don't like that because I don't want to show my upper thigh to everybody at the wedding. No. My great aunt is here, people.
And why am I throwing my bouquet and you're throwing my garter? Why are we throwing my things? Why can't we throw one of your things? Why doesn't he throw one of his things?
If I'm getting married, there is a 3-foot radius away from my cellulite at all times.
Yes, like, and it makes me so uncomfortable when the guy puts his head under her skirt and pulls it with his teeth.
Oh.
What the ever loving hell is that?
Not today, Satan.
Holy cow. So this is tossing the bouquet is a tradition of tossing the bouquet. It originated
where did it originate?
In England.
Interesting.
Thanks, England.
Well, that's why America separated, obviously.
Yeah.
It's got to be it.
What's your Sam?
I am more... Okay. I have to be so careful with how I say this.
Why?
Because I'm just, I don't want to offend anybody.
It's fine. It's We've already caveated it. It's fine.
Nobody listens to this podcast anyway.
No.
That's true. Ma, turn this off.
It's like Seamus and Haley and like three other people.
Mm-hmm. And David. They count as, I would keep Katie. Doing it if it were just Seamus and our Facebook fan group. That's enough. I think that you're inviting so many people and you're doing such a big deal. I know everyone's ultimately there for you, but you have to also partly understand that everyone is here and that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I really get bored during the weddings where everyone's like, shh, during speech number 9.
Oh.
Okay, so there have been a few weddings I've been to where everyone wants a turn to talk because they're all really close.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing. That reflects so well on you as a person that so many people have something so important to say about you. But I don't want to sit quietly and eat and I get shushed by the older family members and that, I don't know how to adjust that. But mm-hmm. I feel like 2 speeches tops mm-hmm. per side, maybe.
I agree.
I think that's right.
I don't know.
I like that. Dina did that too. She had 2 ladies, 2 dudes.
Yeah.
Or that
have like an energy of jest around it.
Yeah.
That people will be talking.
Yes. And can I add a caveat to that?
Yes, please.
If you're giving a wedding speech, please don't pepper it with inside jokes.
Yeah.
Like my least favorite bridesmaid speech, for example, is like, I got Hillary. All I can say is, come outside 12.
No. Remember peppers and steak?
No. Everyone's sitting there like, I hate you now.
And I know. And then they add the insult to be like, sorry, guys, inside joke.
Sorry, guys, inside like, joke.
I know, because I don't understand right. what the you're saying.
Or dudes who give speeches to each other and then they insult each other like, dude, in college you smelled so bad and I think you didn't change your underpants for like 3 days. Remember when you sharted in your pants on the way home from the bar and you had to run down the block?
And dude, like, don't tell Becky. Hey, Becky, girl, you look beautiful. Yeah. Don't tell Becky how many girls you f***ed in college.
Yeah, at least 3 of them are here.
Hey, girls.
Wait a minute. Kathleen, can you renew your vows just so I can tell the pooping story?
I would be okay with that. At least there's entertainment value. And also a PSA to anybody who has to give a poop sample.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
I do like a good, though. I do have a request for speeches at receptions.
Yes,
please get wasted. Because I love a drunken speech.
Yep.
God, they're the best.
Yes. My favorite, I think my favorite order, and I've only experienced this once, I've never even heard of it, was last year I went to a wedding that I guess they had a reveal, the bride and the groom, because I walked into the cocktail hour. So there's food all over the place and the bride and groom, I was someone's guest, so I didn't know who the groom was. So I was having a full conversation with him without realizing it. And
oh,
I just said,
no.
You look dapper. I didn't see anyone walk down the aisle yet.
Oh my God.
I was just alone in the round. I walked up to him like, you start talking, whatever. You look dapper. He goes, I should be. I'm getting married.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Erase.
I'm Sam. I'm William's date. It's so nice to meet you. Congratulations. It was just so weird because you're not used to the bride and groom hanging out with everybody before. Yeah. The wedding.
No.
So they were hanging out and everyone was eating and everyone was drinking. And then an announcement was made and we went into a room that was just behind the door and they got married. And then we went back into the first room and it was like the most casual, chill date ever. But what was funny was we're sitting watching them get married and everyone has like plates with like crudité.
Yeah. See, I would like that.
A cocktail. It was great.
I get so hungry.
It was so chill. And yeah. The friend who married the two of them was definitely toasted.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. That's awesome.
It was such a fun energy. I'm like, this is my new goals balance.
Where was the wedding actually taking place?
It was in a religious space. It was like a very suburban looking spot in
like
the middle
Wendy's?
Of a farm.
A dance studio.
A McDonald's ball pit.
I mean, they really should serve champagne cocktails on the way into the ceremony.
Yes. If I ever get married, you guys are all getting like a gift bag with some food in it when you first come in.
I love you so much.
Yeah. When you come into the courthouse wedding.
Keeping our sugar levels up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So we can pay attention.
You know I get feisty without carbs.
Dude, I was telling Kathleen, because I drove with Kathleen and her husband Neil on the way to the wedding, where I full on yelled at your husband actually for a while.
Listen, I do it every day, so.
But
nothing he's not used to.
But I don't remember what I was saying.
I do, but let's not go there.
Oh, I was just basically, I get so hungry. And I once drove off from my family because I had to go to a 7-Eleven to like get food after a wedding and before the reception started.
Girl.
I stole their car.
I feel that on an emotional level.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Can I ask a weird question about weddings? Mm-hmm. This is directed to you, Kathleen, because you're the only one who's had one.
Oh, but let's not talk about my wedding. I still have PTSD.
I'm so sorry. You really do.
I do.
I remember you saying there was just so many moments.
Legitimate PTSD.
Can you just, and you can veto it if you want to. Mm-hmm. Can you just answer the question about what percentage of a wedding did you have to take other people in mind? Because my friend's planning a wedding right now and she's making decisions she doesn't love because her parents and her future in-laws are helping pay a lot. So that's a kind of give and take that I don't not understand.
Yeah.
But that kind of sucks.
It's a good question.
You know, I luckily wasn't in a situation like that. The only thing that really bugged my mom, and we fought about it a lot, was that my mother is very religious. Mm-hmm. She's a devout Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I was raised Catholic, but I'm sort of now just more spiritual than anything. And she really wanted my husband to, who's half Jewish, half Catholic.
Full party.
She wanted him to become Catholic so we could get married in the church.
Ooh, okay.
And my parents did give me a significant amount of money to get married. And the compromise, which my mom wasn't really happy with, was I got a guy who looked like a priest and walked like a priest and talked like a priest from contemporarycatholics.net. Father Jim, he was great. And he actually married two of my other friends. Also, he gave such a great ceremony that everybody was like, I need him for my wedding.
He's great.
All right, Father Jim. He's like the birthday party clown, except in priest form.
You know what? Sometimes you want someone who's trained in something else to do, like my brother-in-law officiated my baby sister and her husband's wedding.
Yeah.
And he's trained as a comic.
Yeah.
He did like a tight 2-minute warm up before the wedding began. It was funny. It was great. It was like hilarious. It was a great service.
Amazing.
And it was lovely.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
I mean, Father Jim was a priest once upon a time and fell in love with a woman and then obviously couldn't be a Catholic priest anymore. So he does religious services, but we weren't married under the cross like my mother had hoped.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
But beyond that, I didn't compromise too much.
I like hearing that. Mm-hmm. I like hearing that because a lot of people do have to do it, which again, I do not understand. It's just not an ideal situation. But for me, most of the comes from situations surrounding weddings, not the wedding itself.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. And I don't know that I've actually ever had fun at a bridal shower.
No. Oh, God, no. They're the worst.
I've had fun at bridal showers.
I've enjoyed the food.
You like things like that. Like, you like being with people.
I do. In small amounts of time. I mean, if there's champagne, I'm always being with people.
It's just like, I don't love the cheesy games.
No.
I don't think I do. And they eat up a lot of it. And I also don't like the unwrapping of the gifts portion because it's the same thing with the speeches and the shh. It's just, I don't know. It takes up a lot of time overall. And I got to be quiet and I have to clap for people I don't know and never met for things that you asked for. So no one here is surprised. And I've been in a situation where you don't have the money to impress as much as everyone else does. And it's such a point out spectacle. Like, none of this is fun for me.
And also, I feel bad. Like, I don't like it when we have to sit and watch you open presents because it feels a little like, look at all the things I'm getting.
Yeah.
But I also don't like it when they ask everyone to wrap the presents in clear cellophane.
I know, I hate that
which
too.
Which is something I didn't experience until I moved to the East Coast.
Really?
Where that just feels like we don't even want to bother opening it. I just want to see what I got.
Yeah.
Which is not the intent. It's like so that it's easier to
To get rid of the gift. It's right. To get rid of the unwrapping part.
I just think that like all of the things I asked for and you guys gave me should be a private part of like we all see that you asked for all this stuff. It's on Zola.com. So can we just we all know that you got all of it. Yeah. Let's just move on.
I agree. We're just not there yet as a culture. What do we have to do as a podcast to get us there?
You know, I don't know. My friend Megan had a really fabulous bridal shower because there's like 12 of us.
Yeah.
And we like sip champagne and walk through the gardens and we didn't open presents. We weren't asked to wrap stuff in cellophane.
See,
I
love that.
And we talked about quotes on the table from her favorite like Jane Austen novels. And
that's cool. I like that.
Her favorite. And it was just like hanging and we had brunch.
That's great.
Nice.
Like a full meal, not just like, you know, bridal shower food.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
The thing that I wish would go away from weddings And I'm about to offend just like so many people.
The invitations?
Either of us. The wedding itself.
The wedding.
Are either of us going to be offended?
No. Okay. No.
Having to attend.
Unity candles.
Oh, I hate unity candles.
Wait, what's a unity candle?
So a unity candle is, so there's two smaller taper candles on either side of the altar, wherever you are.
Okay.
That are lit.
So, and this then, isn't a Jewish thing.
No, no, no.
Okay.
And then there's
definitely a Christian thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then there's a bigger candle in the middle that's not lit. And then at some point during the ceremony, like the organ plays or whatever, and then both people walk over, they light the middle candle with their own candle and then blow their own candle out because they're no longer their own people. They're just one person together.
Oh, dear.
And like, as me being like, you should be your own person who is also married to their best friend who you love, but you're still two separate people, I get really upset
with that. I could agree. I could light the candle and then put it in a smaller candle scone.
Right. Like if you kept your own candle also lit, that'd be great.
Next to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, look how cute the candles are now. They're happy together.
I hate that. And also the sand, the eternity sand.
Yeah, where you both pour sand into a sand container.
What is this? Have I ever been to a wedding before?
I also don't like the mating of the puppies where they take two puppies, make them have sex, and then you wait until the third puppy gets born.
Those weddings
That's
are the
problematic.
Longest.
It's a Pacific Southwest thing.
Who gets to keep the birth puppies?
No one.
No one keeps the birth puppies.
No, they let them go like doves.
They just fly into the air.
The puppies fly away.
It's problematic.
Can I tell you the biggest wedding fail I've ever seen, which I encourage anyone to not do, which means discourage?
I love wedding fails.
So this was my favorite wedding fail, and I'm smiling, but I'm sad. But I did my best to protect everything. So you know how when they're leaving the church, there's usually like the bubbles or the rice.
Yeah, don't throw rice.
Something. Yeah, bad for pigeons.
Yeah. Bad for pigeons. Kills them.
What a friend, close friend family did at the wedding they had was they had butterflies that were wrapped in pieces of paper.
No.
Yep. That was supposed to be, I've never looked this up, but I'm sure you can. They were monarch looking butterflies. And when you open the paper, they awoke and they flew away.
No.
So they were hoping for this beautiful photo with butterflies flying around them. So as soon as the guy handed me this football, like, you know, in high school when you'd flick a paper football?
No.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
When he handed me a football, a little folded up triangle of paper, and he said, it's a butterfly. Sam, the righteous version, almost flipped out.
Yeah,
I almost grabbed the whole box and opened everything up.
Oh, I'm like, fun. Let's add animal cruelty to our wedding.
This isn't about me. This isn't about me.
This
I can't do.
Is crazy.
Almost none of the butterflies flew. We opened the paper and most of them tried but then hit the floor.
Oh, God.
So they all died.
They didn't get their photo. I'm like, who created this business? This is awful. And then they were a little annoyed with me, but we're very close family, so they got me because I'm crouched in most of the photos. Was trying to pick up butterflies from the floor.
Trying to save their lives.
And putting them in the plants.
No.
Guess what, guys? Unless it's like your dogs wearing an outfit and coming down the aisle, please don't have doves, birds, butterflies.
Oh,
don't use animals to be in your wedding.
No.
They're not there to make your picture pretty.
Pterodactyls are okay.
That's okay.
I would love to be carried on a pterodactyl.
I would have sobbed.
I was very upset.
My jaw is on the floor. I cannot believe that.
I have never heard of it before. I've never seen it since. It was a very extravagant wedding, so maybe it's something most people wouldn't even touch on because you need the finances in the first place. I'm sure. I don't know what cost is per butterfly. Do they do it by a pound?
You can't get those at the dollar store.
Where are these guys?
I thought that scene in Bridesmaids where she opens the invitation and the butterfly flies out, I thought that was super unrealistic.
Based
but apparently
off
not
true events.
Oh my God.
Based off true events. Yeah, so that's one tradition I hope everyone could do without.
What I am, okay, so if I got married, I would want, oh my God, I just came up with it. I'm so excited. I would want the local animal shelter to bring in all of their dogs.
Yeah.
Like all of the dogs who were like really well socialized and were great. And once we say, I do, you may kiss each other, whatever, I want them to release the hounds literally and have all of these puppies
everywhere
just run in into the wherever we're getting married.
And they're all adoptable.
They're all excited. And they all have little bow ties or little veils or whatever. And they all say, I'm adoptable. And they all just run in and everyone's screaming and like playing with the puppies.
That's, I think that's amazing. Instead of throwing rice, everybody has doggy treats.
Yes. Everyone throws doggy treats.
That's evil brilliance because everyone gets in the mood for love when they're at weddings. But we didn't specify what kind of love. Yes. So that might raise the rate of adoptableness.
Totally. And then you know all the dogs you have, so you make sure all the dogs get back. But like, you're in a contained location, so dogs aren't going to run into the road. Like, I think it's great. Dogs love to run.
I love
let them run.
Okay.
Let's do that. I think we should get married just to have a wedding, but not an actual marriage. Can you do that?
I'm okay with it if you're asking me personally.
I think that's called a party.
Yes. Oh. I bless this. Mm-hmm. And also, side note, thanks for saying you may kiss your partner and your spouse I love that.
Yeah.
You may kiss the bride. I'm going to be that a-hole when and if that gets said. It's going to be like, no one asked the bride.
Yeah, exactly. Did I give
no
consent?
No one asked the bride.
Yes. Me too. Hashtag me too.
For the record, I'm going to, but it's because I want to, not because he's allowed to now.
You may.
I am going to kiss him too.
You may ask the bride if you can kiss her.
Yes.
And then if she says yes, you are wed.
Yes.
Exactly. Let's make it all very clear.
I freaking love this.
I know.
This side of the line.
It's going to be so good. Do you guys watch Veep at all?
Sometimes.
No, you give me so many things to watch.
I know. So I just finished it, and there is, in the last season, these two women who are a couple get pregnant, and they're talking about they don't want to know the gender of their baby ahead of time because he, she, they will be able to choose his, her, their own gender when he, she, they choose to. And
when the time is right.
Yeah. And you know, Selena, the Veep, is just like, what the f***?
You know when a lot of people have baby showers and buy baby things in the color yellow or gray just for that reason?
Yeah, mine's going to be green. And it's because even way before I was as smart as I am now, which is still pretty stupid. So let's work backwards. I didn't like the forced. I never liked pink, I think. So being told I was a girl and I like pink, I didn't like it at a very young age.
Yeah.
So I was always like, I'm not going to make my daughter do that.
I'm going to choose green.
I like green.
My daughter will wear pink and she'll get married when she's 21.
Mm-hmm.
My mom goes up to people still, which I find inappropriate, but now love that she does, and says when she sees baby girls mostly wearing headbands or hats that you can see the wrinkles.
The indentations.
Because people do that because they look super cute. But my mom will go up to them and be like, your baby doesn't like that.
Yeah. I'm with your mom. I actually think like big fat flower headbands on babies are sort of ugly because the baby just looks uncomfortable to me.
And there's no hair that it's holding back.
I know.
I don't understand that. Aren't headbands for holding back hair?
No, they're for people who really want their baby to look really, really, really cute. It's not a functional thing. I know. Yes, at the core of it, yes, but not for that baby.
I mean, if I ever had a baby, which I won't, but if I did, it would absolutely be given some type of Cher headdress. Like, if I could turn back time, like Cher, or like a Vegas style, like flower, or
have
like
a feather boa hat.
Yeah.
What's her name wore to the what's his thing? What she wore to the thing? What Frances McDormand wore to the Met Gala?
Oh my
gala.
God, that was so fantastic!
That blue feather headdress, the 360-degree Epcot
she
Center
is
style
amazing.
Headdress. My baby will wear the hell out of that.
Your baby's gonna look
and your
fierce.
Your baby will be very uncomfortable,
but it will look amazing.
There's a line. There's a, like it has to look at least this awesome for
oh,
it
wait.
To work.
Here's another thing I hate about weddings. The thing that comes after.
This got way more aggressive
babies.
As it went on.
Babies.
What do you mean?
No, JK.
Wait, what about babies?
I'm just saying, babies always come after the wedding.
Can I
and that
just
sucks.
Remind you, Kathleen?
Unless
that
you're Bethany.
You are 2018 and you are scheduled to have a baby this year?
Seriously?
I guess perhaps I am.
And this is according to your own schedule.
It's according to the internet.
When did you write the schedule that you were going to have a baby in 2018?
In 2013, maybe. And now that it's 2018, I'm like, wait, hold a second.
I take it personally. I'm emotionally involved now because you've been saying it for too long.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's here, I am not appropriately. Nope. I'm appropriately mad.
No, we're ready for Web Girl Baby.
I love maternity clothes, but hate
maternityness.
The idea of not having to spend all my money on something else other than me.
Speaking of, did you get your maternity trench coat in the mail?
I did. I have it with me today.
Yay, we have to take a picture.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It is so chic.
Can we take a picture?
Sure.
Can we all try and hide in the the bodice part.
Absolutely. You guys cool. can like do a little reverse birth action and like get underneath the coat.
Yeah, this would be good. We'll ask Janelle for her vagina pants. We'll put those
Who's
on.
Janelle?
Janelle Monae.
Yes.
Vagina pants.
Janelle Monae.
Can you look that up right
she
now?
She has and a new album out called
Enjoy This.
Dirty Computer. And she has a new song out called Pink, P-Y-N-K. And she wears pants that look like labia majoris,
but not even like kind of like it's a clear message.
Yeah, vagina pants.
She's amazing.
Vagina pants. Do 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 do.
Vagina pants.
Do 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 do.
Vagina pants. Look at that. They are vagina pants. Just Google Janelle Monae vagina pants.
I love that song, and the video is sick.
I know. I'm okay with those. I would wear those pants.
I would too.
Without joking, I would wear those pants.
Because they don't look like vaginas until she does a very particular dance motion, it looks like. Otherwise, they're just like pink wavy pants, aren't they?
Yeah, I think she had a move in the music video where someone's like head actually comes between. Like she made as much of a statement as possible with it. She like births a human in it.
And all the other women who are wearing pants, slash some of the women are not wearing any pants. It's to represent all different types of body shapes, sizes.
I love it. Oh no, they look like vaginas even when you're not dancing.
Sam, I have a request. When you got married, can Bethany and I be the flower girls?
Yes. Wait a minute. Yes, but you already asked to be in the wedding. You need to make a decision because you know I'm a planner.
Well, flower girls are in the wedding.
I know, but you don't want to be bridesmaids. You want to be flower girls?
Yes. And we're going to joint hold a little sign that says, Mr. William, here comes your bride.
Oh, so it's William now.
Yeah.
We've decided.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like when little toddlers are sent down the aisle and they have like a little sign around their neck.
I always hope they start crying. I'm not a good person.
And we're going to do that thing too where you know, we don't have full control of our motor skills yet because we're little. And so instead of sprinkling, we pick up rose petals and just throw them.
I want to see one of you are sprinkling and the other one's kind of behind doing the thing where you pick it back up and put it in the basket. Stop making a mess.
And then one of us has a meltdown.
Stop it.
Yes.
I actually would be fully okay with this.
We start laying on the ground Superman style, banging our our feet and our fists.
Yep. And the best part is that during the ceremony, you have every right to yawn and get fussy. And then someone comes and lets you sit with them.
And gives you one of those suckable applesauce packets.
Yes! I am so okay, not in a joking way, with everything you guys are saying.
Good. We're going to make your wedding into like the funniest day for us.
That's fine, because then it's fun and everyone will remember it. I'm going to be married at the end of the day either way. Don't get me wrong. I will make sure I'm wearing the outfit I want. Mm-hmm. I will feel pretty. Mm-hmm. I will make sure he feels pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be a color or a vibe I want. But like, people having a silly amount of fun is not going to ruin my day. Why does that sound bad?
Would you get married in a romper?
But I did like, and it's because you guys know I like different outfits. I've seen dresses that you take off the dress part and the bottom is, it's a romper underneath.
Yes. Fabulous.
So I think I would do that, but half because it's a romper and half because I get to wear two outfits.
Yeah.
Woo!
I do love a skirt that opens in the front to reveal a slim fitting pant.
Yes. So smart, sexy.
Yeah.
I agree.
And it's very chic.
There is one thing I think I'm going to do, but I can't tell if it's going to be for a shower or my actual wedding. I know I'm a vegetarian, so this is going to sound weird to a lot of people, but I have such a strange emotional relationship with food. Uh-huh. Like, I love so many different flavors and different things. Like, if you put me in front of multiple food trucks, forget it. My day's made. So I think I want that to be the food.
Yeah, food trucks.
I want food trucks. And I know they can't maybe be inside, but I really want the food truck food to be there and then like cardboard cutouts of the shape of the truck so you feel like you're walking up to the food truck.
I went to a bat mitzvah once where they had that, where they had like around the entire room in a circle where like the cardboard cutouts of actual food trucks.
Oh, and then
they had their food there.
Do you still have her information?
No, damn, I was it. Just there as a work thing.
Fine. I know somebody who had a wedding and a legit food truck pulled up outside and people went outside to get their pizza.
That's a dream.
Pizza at a wedding.
I like that.
Can you believe it?
Pizza party.
I do that. The last wedding I went to, they had they didn't like cake, so they cut a giant waffle.
Love
that. And then they had a waffle dessert bar.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. See, there are so many good things you can do to take the place of the dumb things.
Yeah.
The things that we have deemed dumb, but if they mean a lot to you, that's also great.
I was sad because I do love cake, but it was overshadowed by the awesomeness of the waffle cut.
I love cake.
So instead of a unity candle, Sam will be having a montage of her favorite office moments.
Yes.
Oh, we could start with the Jim Pam wedding.
Yeah. Work up from there.
That was the one. Okay, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think needs to get taken away.
Don't be mad at us. This is three friends and your friends just having silly discussions. We're not judging people who do it. We're just planning our own problems. Gosh darn it, Kathleen.
And I'm sorry, if you have a heart-shaped engagement ring, bye.
No!
Oh, shoot.
No, no. You
I'm
do
so
not
rude.
Poo-poo engagement ring design.
So rude.
No,
I'm
no,
so
no,
sorry.
No, 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 no.
I just want to know what they do with the rest of that diamond that you cut out of the top part of it. That's
how
a wasted
do you ever
diamond.
Cut a diamond? Do you shave
know.
Little pieces around it?
Yeah, but then what happens to that spare diamond? Who's getting that diamond?
It just gets like shaved like a piece of marble?
Diamond right, but flex. Now there's like all these all diamond dust. Flecks that are going away.
Wait, I have, what's this thing? A pumice thing. A metal pumice thing.
Stone?
And it's not the stone, it's like a metal thing and it says it has diamond flecks in it.
Maybe that's what happens.
Oh, so that's what happens.
That's where they go.
Yeah, or like into drill bits or something.
Cleans your feet up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you don't like about weddings. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast. That's the best way for us to see it.
You could also see Kathleen's
vagina
trench.
I'm just thinking about all of the hateful messages I'm gonna get from people who have heart-shaped I'm sorry, not sorry.
No, yeah, don't apologize for your feelings. We all have feelings.
Don't apologize that that's the one you don't like. I guess you also don't have to apologize for not liking it on anyone else.
Square cut diamonds make me sick. Like I'm physically ill.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie Bradshaw didn't like pear-shaped diamonds.
Ugh, yuck.
I like pear-shaped diamonds.
No.
I don't really have a preference on diamonds. Shape is that weird?
No, I think that's fine. I just don't like how they look aesthetically.
I don't really like
but I'm not wearing it.
I don't want a heart one, but I don't like hearts, so that doesn't start at the diamond.
Do you want a dolphin shaped one?
Are you offering?
No.
Where are their dolphin shaped diamonds?
There aren't.
Okay. I could get down with that.
Oh my god, that would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a real, you know what I would take? I would love if my betrothed was in a diamond carving workshop.
Ooh.
And he did it himself, even if the end result was poop.
Yeah, it just was real bad.
Even if it would look so horrible, you know, I would love that.
There's this little jewelry shop here in the city. I think it's actually in Brooklyn. It's called Catbird.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, Catbird makes the daintiest, most beautiful jewelry. And they sell these things called salt and pepper diamonds.
You showed me those. They're so pretty.
And it's essentially a diamond without a lot of nice clarity.
Yeah.
And without a lot of nice color.
It
it's
looks
just like
pepper was made in the ice mold.
Yeah, it looks like salt and pepper was shook into a diamond.
Yeah.
I mean, it shows you what marketing can do.
And yes,
chocolate diamonds are just really dirty.
Yeah, really dirty,
dirty
diamonds. If I could do it again, I'd get a salt and pepper diamond. I
These
think
are
they're beautiful.
They look like mercury glass.
Yes,
they're so cute.
Yeah,
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I am too. And they're cheaper.
Thank you. I do have that. I'm gonna be that a-hole who's like, if they're buying me a diamond, and I say if because sometimes they come from various family members, but if you're purchasing me a diamond, I don't want it to be a blood diamond.
Right. Yeah.
I just need to know that.
You need to know that people didn't live in poverty and give their lives up so that you could have a real pretty diamond.
I need to know that Leonardo DiCaprio would be proud of me for wearing this ring.
But if it's vintage, you don't know. You don't know. You know.
I know. I don't think they could. I don't think I could get that.
That's why I want my diamond from Claire's Boutique.
Claire's you know, is going out of business.
You could get a free piercing if you get your engagement ring there. They'll pierce your ear for free.
I went to the Diamond District in New York. I tried on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. It's a district?
There's
yes,
a whole district.
There's a whole district.
Whoa!
Yes, yeah. In Midtown.
That's a lot of diamonds.
Yes.
North of the Garment District.
That must be one of the most expensive places in New York per square block.
It is.
That sounds like a lot. Can we go just for funsies? Do they let you try on? Like, if they saw three girls without any men, or would they let us just try on stuff for fun?
I think they can see right through you.
Yeah.
No, I'm being transparent. I'm just saying, if I say, "Can I try that on?" Will they say, "No"?
No. I don't. Yeah, I mean, they think they'd probably humor you for a little bit and then be like, honey.
All right, then okay, I got to go straight for the canary diamond. If they're only going to let me try a few.
Yeah. Then you just yell, well, I'll take my $1 million elsewhere.
You just made a huge mistake.
Can I have like an ascot and several bags from like Forever 21?
Yes.
I shake those.
Let's go around and say what we learned this week. It's been a busy week. Sam learned about pickpocketing in Italy.
I did. But my serious learn, which is for everybody, is that try if you're having tummy troubles, not that I was specifically having them, but I would just bloat really easily. I'm like, oh, this life stinks, you know, having such a problem with bloating. Italy, I ate way more than I ever eat here, just because, like, I'm like, we'll worry about it later. Like, mm-hmm. the food is too good to say no to right now. And my body was fine. And I think it's because they don't have any preservatives in their food. That's like amazing. We do here, and everything's super fresh. So it's really funny, because if I ate the same amount at home, I never would have been able to have the same amount. I would have gotten sick first.
Of course.
That's crazy.
It wouldn't accept the amount of food. So if you're having any trouble or curious about some kind of, like, what kind of diet am I going to try next? Maybe just try seeing if you can avoid preservatives at all costs for a handful of days, and see if it treats you differently too.
So what is that? Just like a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables?
It was all so meat. Fresh. Like, even, you can't even buy boxed pasta, I don't think. Like, it's fresh pasta. It's just fresh stuff.
Yeah.
I know. It doesn't sound easy on the wallet, but it was amazing how different my body felt.
Yeah. And some places don't really even have access to that much fresh stuff. That's the damn shame of it. Like, you know, what such do they call food bummer. Deserts? Yeah, where there's not. But if you can, it's worth a
Farmers
shot.
Farmers markets or you know, anything in your area that sometimes you just mindlessly drive by, mm-hmm. maybe check it out and see what you can get.
That's awesome.
That's mine. What did you learn this week?
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned that leggings don't last forever.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I love... Do you guys have a pair of LuLaRoe leggings?
No.
I do.
Those are the ones that are like butter, right?
Yes. They're so soft. I love sleeping in them, but they're notorious for getting holes.
Yeah, you put your fingers right through them.
Yeah, I mean, because the material is so buttery soft. Okay, so anyway.
It's like I'm actually picking, like, butter leggings.
I really only wear them when I'm around the house because it's crazy prints and like candy canes or whatever. So I was bending down to get something from the closet, and as one does when they're at home like me, I usually don't wear underwear.
Uh-oh.
And my husband looks at me and he says, I can see your butthole right now.
Oh.
Sure enough, right over the magic spot.
I am picturing this so clearly.
A big hole.
Can you feel the breeze?
I don't mean to bring up my butt again for like the umpteenth time this podcast.
Can I be horrible?
It's
right
not
now?
Even a really attractive one. But
it's not bleached.
But I must have farted a hole through my leggings or something, because it's like, it is.
I'm picturing a butthole being pinpoint. Normal, and then as soon as he says that, she got immediately scared. Like, scrunched up.
What was the pattern? What was the pattern of the leggings?
Oh, I don't even know. Pumpkins.
Pumpkins!
Pinpoint accuracy, that hole.
The bottom of your pumpkin is showing.
So I'm going to finish. I haven't thrown them away yet, because I'm gonna wear them with underwear. But
throw them away.
I'm going to finish painting my bathroom today, and I'm just going to let the paint drip on them. So
okay.
I'm going to get this tattooed on my arm. Leggings don't last forever.
No, they really don't.
A lesson for every American woman.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Oi, oi, oi.
What about you, Bethany?
I learned that I am not immune to having nightmares. I like went a long time without having a nightmare, and then I had a terrible nightmare two nights ago, and I woke up screaming.
No, what was it?
It was terrible. It was, I was in the original the Blair Witch Project, like, and the way that they filmed that was that they brought the three people out into the woods. They gave them different, like, directions each day, but no one knew what the other people's directions were. So that's how they sort of did it. Is like,
interesting.
If your card said, you know, like, today you're gonna find this twig thing, and then you're gonna, you know, throw away your clothes in the river, no one else knew that's what you were gonna do. So I had a dream that, like, I was out in the forest and we were about to shoot it, and I realized how scared I was, and I was so scared, and then it was too late and we were filming it, and I, like, got stuck in a tent, and then I, you know, was like, had to go into this house because I'd been told to, but I didn't want to because I was legitimately so scared, and it was the middle of the night and I was screaming, and then someone stabbed me and I couldn't stop, and I, like, woke up with that, like, where you, like, can't yell. And, like, no matter how old you get, I haven't had a scary nightmare. It doesn't matter how old you are, you will have those terrifying nightmares. I don't know why I thought I'd grown out of them. But
you're not a person who scares easy.
No, I was terrified. And I woke up, and thank God one of the kittens was there. And I was just like, holy cow, I almost crushed him when I, like, rolled over.
Oh my God. Were you watching a scary movie that day?
I think I had been doing some online, like, sometimes I try to solve cold cases.
I was gonna say, did you buy a cauldron again?
So I think I was, like, doing a little bit too much deep diving research into cold cases, then I just freaked myself out. So I guess you're never too old to have, like, a nightmare where you're so scared that you, like, you did when you were a little kid.
That's amazing.
But doesn't it make you feel more alive?
I felt alive when I woke up.
Did you stay awake?
No, I went back to bed.
As one does.
I had to sleep.
Oh, this has been lovely.
Yeah.
I genuinely missed recording last week.
I did too. It was nice to get back into it.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice.
To bust out Kitchen Studio NYC.
We forgot to say that in the beginning.
Live from Kitchen Studio NYC. So as we said, follow us on our social medias. So I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter.
And I'm Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
And I am Sam_Rosalie on Instagram and Twitter. And follow our Facebook fan group.
They are very close to breaking 2,000.
Amazing.
They were like 3 people away last time I checked. So just type in Facebook Acquired Taste Podcast Fan Group and it'll come right up.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Also, did we get mail?
Oh my goodness, I forgot it at home.
You didn't bring it?
Oh, wait. Oh, shoot.
Okay, so we know we got mail. Seamus tweeted me and said he sent us something. We did get it.
We got 2 pieces of mail.
But we haven't opened it yet.
I walked to our P.O. box, which is, if you want to send us something, an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Send it to Zoom.
Send it to Acquired Podcast. Yes, we got 2 things. Crap, I knew I was forgetting something this morning.
Okay. Are we allowed to ask for things? Like, now I just want to have a contest, like, send us the dumbest thing. But how much is that gonna, is that like pennies?
Well, I don't know if we have anything to give them yet.
No, we don't. I just want to talk about it.
No, I don't.
I don't want an exchange. I want someone to send me like a pencil sharpener that like has Sailor Moon on it or something.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Like,
I just want to open up dumb stuff.
I think that we'll get dumb stuff.
Okay. I'm so excited.
I think we'll get dumb stuff.
All right. Oh, don't beat yourself up, Kathleen. It's okay.
If someone sends us a used diaphragm, I'm going to be really mad.
Please don't send us a used diaphragm or any used sexual items. Please be nice when you say, if you
or
want to send things,
run them by me first.
Yeah, please be cool about it. And if you, then that's great.
Magnum condoms. I'll take those. Strawberry scented.
Not used.
Great balloons for party favors.
Thank you so much for listening. We're an Acquired Taste Podcast. Oh, one more thing. Please, please, please. If you haven't already, please go on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us a lot because then it pushes us up the charts and other people can find us.
Yes.
And we would really, really, really love that. So
share us with a friend.
Yes.